You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. We have been very busy this semester, and I say semester because it is dealing with school. The kids are back at school. They're at college at TCU. We have a daughter, a son who is a senior. And Lauren and I were kind of going over our calendar, which we do from time to time, of like, okay, when are you going to be out of town? What trips are you taking? And I've kind of based my calendar on Josh's lacrosse schedule. He plays lacrosse at TCU. And this is it. It's a senior year. And so I was debating this trip coming up with Lauren, and I was like, well, I may not go. And I'm like, he's only got a few more of these left. This is another chapter closing in his life. And so we had this discussion about just that, of chapters closing in life, whether it's yours, your own, your kids, and being present for those and kind of drinking them in as much as you can, because when they're gone, they're gone. And with Josh, who's playing lacrosse, it's been a journey of, and it's the culmination of everything, right? Very little to do with lacrosse. It's just the culmination of a lifetime of watching him grow, play sports. I coached him in Little League and in soccer. And, you know, remember when he could barely hold a stick playing lacrosse? And now here he is, a senior in college, and he has his last few games that I just want to be a part of. And I'm glad you came up with me the other day and watched. It's just fun. And my heart gets filled up and I get sad and I get emotional because that door is closing.
That's what I wanted to ask you, is how you approach that mentally, emotionally. What are you thinking about? Because you said something to me that stuck out as we were driving through campus. You said, gosh, you know, in just a couple years, Taylor will be done. And then we like won't be up here anymore. I mean, now we go to TCU a lot. We have two kids there. There's parents weekends and lacrosse games and sorority weekends and all these things.
We've driven across that campus a million times back and forth.
And by the way, we're very blessed to have two kids at the same school. It's been so fun for us and so great that they share this experience. But you said that. You said we won't be up here anymore. And I noticed that you said it in kind of this emotional, reflective way. And it's not even really a thought that crossed my mind. And that kind of made me realize, I think you and I approach chapter closings a little bit differently. But first, tell me what went through your mind and what goes through your mind.
I think, to be very deep, it's your own mortality. It is your own life kind of flashing before your eyes. I remember when my kids went to kindergarten or pre-K, whatever it is, early days at Westminster in California, up in Westlake Village. And I remember, like, they were there for the first couple of years of school, and there's this oak tree, and we're like sitting, I'm like talking to a buddy, and I'm like, man, are we ever going to leave this courtyard? And, you know, are we going to be sitting under this oak tree forever? And then boom, like that, it's gone. And you're in elementary school, and then boom, you're in middle school, and then high school. And it's just, things fly by so fast. And, you know, whoever came up with the line that, you know, the years go by.
Oh, the days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah. It's so true. Days are so long, and but the years do fly by, and that all of a sudden I vividly remember trying to think about, where's Josh going to go to college? And then it's like TCU. And so now he's there, and now he's already coming to an end, and he's already thinking about that next chapter. I think we're all blessed with, God gives us this blessing of not being aware of those things we're going through ourselves. Like, do you remember the last time you walked off stage in high school?
Right. No, it doesn't hit you at the moment.
Right. And for me, I played college soccer, and I loved soccer. I don't remember walking off the field and thinking, this is it. I've scored my last goal. This is it. My last truly competitive game. Now, I went on and played a little semi-pro and goofed around, but, you know, for some reason, and I think it's to protect ourselves from ourselves, you don't have that realization. But my point is, I do have that realization for Josh.
As a parent.
As a parent. And I have that realization for Taylor as her dad, and watching her take these steps, and watching Josh, you know,
you're so right that you can't convey that to them. You can say it, but it doesn't sink in.
Like,
and
I tried
it probably
to tell,
shouldn't. It's like self-protection.
I went back to Oklahoma City University, where I went to college and played soccer. And I spoke to the team one time, and they said, you know, my coach, who the late great Brian Harvey, was like, he called me Harry. He's like, Harry, do you have anything to say to the team? And I said, yeah, enjoy every effing moment. And what I meant by that is, like, I remember I used to, you know, practice sucked. You're like, oh, it's hot or it's cold or it's whatever. And you're just running your brains out and getting yelled at. And I would give anything to know that at 2:30 every day, I got to go play soccer. Like, what? Like, think of it, it's recess. But back then it was like a job, right? And so I told Joshua, as he's heading into this senior year, because he's just kind of getting going. And I said, hey, man, this is it. I said, I don't expect you to understand what that means, but just go enjoy every moment. And when you walk out there at practice or a game, just smile and know that you got your boys with you, and this is it. Like, this is awesome. And just enjoy those moments more than anything, because you will take that last shot. You will have that last goal. And the game of life ticks down on everybody. And so I'm trying to also drink that in with you this season and go to more of his games and try and see them all.
Well, I mean, I think there is exactly what you're talking about, some self-preservation in not having that full awareness, because if you did, you'd be too sad to enjoy
totally.
The moment.
Yeah.
There's also something triumphant and amazing in, like, you know, yeah, I'm playing lacrosse and I'm a senior. And so you want that to be joyful. And I think I'm a little bit more like, I don't stop and think about that stuff as much, but I kind of do it consciously. Because I go back to this a lot, but I think it is because of my dad. Like, I think that when my dad died, which was sudden, I realized, I've said this before, but you don't know what life's going to throw at you.
Right.
And so that applies in a multitude of ways, that philosophy. Like, I don't really like to stop and think, oh, this might be, let's say you're moving out of a house. I don't want to stop and think, oh, you know, we're moving out of this house. It's sad, because I want to focus on where are we going and what's next. And like, let's look at the happy stuff. And then also, I just think you don't know. For all you know, you could come back to this neighborhood. You don't know where life's going to go or where it's going to take you. So yeah, Josh, like, a little bit where my mind goes is, okay, don't be sad because it's over. Be happy that it's happened. And yes, Josh is closing this chapter of lacrosse, but you know, he had an, I mean, they went to champion, they were district champions. He had so many great moments.
He went to the national tournament.
Yeah. And I think, well, I hope he continues, not in the same way, but I hope he like finds other ways to play lacrosse.
Well, and you bring up an interesting
point. And I'm not saying you're like depressing.
No, no,
I'm
no.
just saying.
No, no, I do look at things sentimentally, but I agree. When it's you, when you're in that moment, like when I was in college, well, you're still competing. Like Josh is competing now. He's not going to have this 30,000 foot view of life and reflect on it now because he's trying to win. He wants to go, you know, to win the conference and go to the national championship again. And like, you're trying to win. So you don't stop and think, also, by the way, this is it for me. And so as an adult though, like when we moved out of the house in LA, when we moved here to Austin, that's the house didn't have tremendous meaning for me, but at the same time it was a time, a very interesting and special time in my life where the kids, I was a single dad, which was bizarre and crazy. I never thought I would be, but I was, and I watched the kids grow up there. You know, going through elementary school, they went to middle school, went through high school in that house. So I remember when everybody was gone and the house was empty, and I just walked through the house, and you have these pictures that come up in your head, these videos, if you will, memories of taking pictures outside before dances, or you know, throwing Taylor her birthday, the Mamma Mia birthday party that you and I threw her, just stuff like that. That. It just were sweet memories. Now, I haven't thought about that house and I didn't particularly like that house. I love this house 50,000 times more. So it's not that I miss it or lament the fact that I'm gone, but I do hold some of those things dear. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Joshua. I remember driving home from Palm Springs. That's where his last big club lacrosse tournament was, this thing called Sandstorm. You could drive out to Palm Springs. And I remember driving home, and every year we would stop at the In-N-Out Burger on the way home, get a burger, and we'd drive home. And I pulled in and got a burger. I'm actually getting choked up thinking about it. I got a hamburger, and I literally, tears come to my eyes. And I was just thinking, I was looking across at this 18-year-old man, and I'm like, shit, this is the last time I'm going to probably be in like a hotel room with him like I just was, pick up In-N-Out Burger, coming home from a game, doing our thing, you know, where he's reliant on me. You know, he's a man, but he's not a man yet. So it just, that crushed me. And I realized that was it. So some of these chapters closing, it's gratifying, exciting. You're so proud, but at the same time, it's okay to be sad and miss them. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets and Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I think I'm realizing we're different than this. Maybe part of it is that I don't like to be sad.
Okay. Well, okay. So you mentioned why you're different, probably because of your dad and the way you reflect on life, but you didn't, how does that translate then about how you see things ending?
I think that grief made me realize that the single most dangerous thing people can do, I feel, for their own mental health is to be stuck in a chapter of their life.
Agreed.
Is to not move forward, is to, when life throws the traumatic thing at you, to get lost in it and not keep going.
It then defines you the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like grief is part of my life for sure. Right. But you can't let it define you. Exactly. And I think that, that if people allow that, and I do think it's a choice, it can ruin your life.
Yeah.
So
people who, and by the way, just to be clear, we're not saying forget, hey, move on, suck it up and move on and forget.
Of course I'm not.
It's not that, but no. It's just, if you live in that.
You need to keep going. Yeah. You need to move forward with your life. And I think that, like, because of that mentality, I just don't like to be sad when a chapter is closing. I like to think, okay, well, what's the exciting thing we're doing? And I really can probably take a lesson from you in this, that it is important to do what you're talking about and to soak in a moment, like to reflect, to think back on, like, sometimes I think I don't think back on things enough. But you know, it's out of fear of thinking back on them too much.
Right.
But yeah, like I would approach, you know, I want to allow the space for your very real emotions and feelings about, like, your child is growing up and you've done all this stuff as a parent. How could you not reflect on all that? I so like hear what you're saying. My first instinct would be to say, like, but yeah, but like, now we're going to have all these other great memories to be made with Josh.
Totally.
Like, we're going to watch him, you know, get his first job and then hopefully get
move
married and have a family. Yeah.
And,
like,
yeah.
All these great times ahead, but I need to allow for the moment of reflection before the moving forward.
And I don't know, you know, and again, even thinking about it, just, I always get so emotional. Like, they did this to us on purpose and it was beautiful. But when Taylor went to school, they did a father-daughter dance, which they do at a lot of places. But one thing they did was there was a book. And so every year they took a picture and you would sit down with your daughter and you would write things, different questions, different things. And a lot of times it would be the same questions. So every year would be a little different answer, right? And the point is, when you get to your senior year, they would give you this book and you see all these pictures. And I remember the very first father-daughter dance. This is back when she was in elementary school, and I left the house. I went to go get flowers. I got all dressed up because I wanted to pick her up from house. I wanted to ring the doorbell. I wanted her to come to the door in her dress and see what it was like to be picked up on a date, how she should be treated, that I brought her flowers and opened the door for her, et cetera. And then we're dancing that night, you know, and, you know, it's back in it's the cliche. It's the Steve Martin, you know, she's standing on your shoes dancing, you know, and then next thing you know, you're at her wedding and you can't help but flash forward. And it is the flashing forward, which is what made me think of this. It's thinking forward of one day, God bless and God willing, I will be walking her down the aisle. And I will be dancing that first dance with her at her wedding. But here I am now with her standing on my shoes. And that passage of time goes so quick. And you just, you try to hold on to it as much as you can without, as you said, living in that moment and letting that define you. You know, she's not always going to be a little girl. And I've loved every single stage that Taylor and Josh have been through. I truly have. And I'm excited for the next one. Taylor's in college and she's a sophomore. It feels like she'll be in college forever, doesn't it? Like Josh is a senior, you know, it goes quick, but it feels like Taylor's going to be at this place for a long time. And it's only two more years.
Yeah. Well, and I also, I struggle a little bit because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to think about that too much because I just want to enjoy the moment,
yeah.
You know? I'm realizing something as you're talking too, like maybe I struggle with the reflecting part because with my dad, I only have the past to look at.
No, we've made you emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it is that like, I don't want to reflect because all I can do is look back. I don't have anything to look forward to.
So that shape.
I did not expect this on this podcast today. We were like, let's do a quick little podcast about closing chapters. I should have known closing chapter that has a bigger connotation to it. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's part of it. And I think maybe I do need to. I for sure have a little bit of like a fear of reflecting too much.
Yeah.
Because then exactly this will happen. Then I'll get sad. And maybe what I'm afraid of is getting stuck in that. Like, I just want to make sure I'm not getting stuck in that place.
The late, great Jim Valvano, who I admired and loved very much. He was a famous basketball coach who famously died of cancer. And before he left, he gave one of the greatest speeches of all time at the ESPYs, on the ESPN Sports Awards. And he said, every day you should laugh. You should cry. Something should move you to tears. Something should create that emotion and you should think. And we've done all that in the matter of the last 20 minutes.
Let's close this chapter.
Yeah, let's close this chapter. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. And I this is why I love our talks because we both got emotional today. We both laughed and it's definitely given us a lot to think about. So thank you, Jim Valvano. And thank you for listening. Truly appreciate you guys. And I hope you have taken a little something away from today's podcast. Always love it. We'll talk to you again next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.